Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy Av, man. Locked in with Black Compass Media, man. Straight like that. And in tune with it.
Yo, Black Compass Media, in my opinion. We got Shark City Av, VA. What's good? What up, Av?
What's up, my nigga?
What's going on, brother? How everything been going for you?
It ain't cooling, man. You know?
Everything cooling?
It's working, man. That's it.
Yeah, I see you been laying low. You been laying low a little bit, you know?
Yeah, just been chilling, man. You know, setting things up for the year. Yeah, that's all.
Definitely, man. So we saw the trailer. We got the announcement.
You know, with us, man, it was like early in the year.
You're telling him to come outside. I remember you telling Arsenal, you got to come outside, or this, you know what I mean? Come to the yard.
But niggas know, like since my battle with Chess, you know, I threw a shot early with Chess. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was some shit. It was just a nigga I wanted to face in my career. You know what I'm saying? Because I have yet to battle a, so to speak, Mount Rushmore nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, being that he's one of them, and I seen that he was battling. I actually started with the tweet. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, Ars battling all the leaders of the new school. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Geechee, talking about twerk and shit like that. So I was like, it's only right. You know what I mean? He was like, don't worry, you next. You know, so it started from there and shit. So we've just been trying to get it together since then.
Definitely, definitely. It's gonna be a big battle. In terms of the you know, he's the first Mount Rushmore level, I think, type guy you have battled. Is there any added pressure with that?
It can be, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a way for people to see what I'm capable of doing, because I hate when people put me in one box. Like, all I can do is punch. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't listening or watching. They only checking for one thing. You know what I'm saying? So I guess this will give me a chance to, you know, refresh memories a little more.
Yeah, definitely.
Because niggas hate to give you the credit for the other shit you do. Once you're known for something, you know what I'm saying? Like, me punching, that's definitely not all I can do. And I've showed that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we know what Arsenal coming with and what he about to come with, for real.
But when you get labeled as just like a puncher, does it affect your game plan going into a battle? And can you get away from a strength to just trying to show people I can do other things? Can that deter you from what you also, you know, you excel in?
Nah, I'm going to do me. I have true fans that know I do other things. So that I let them debate with the people that don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to do me. I'm still going to go up there and punch his fucking head off. But I'm just going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just continue to show that I got other strengths too as well. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing. I mean, I look at this shit as another day in the office. I respect them. I ain't sleeping like this or walking in the park like this motherfucking Arsenal. But I know what he about to talk about. I know what he about to do, all that shit. So that's what I'm getting prepared for.
Okay. Is there any worries about the material translating in that big that Houston room? I know you saw the first known they did out there. That's a big room, man. Are you worried about your rapid pace and the material translating over in the bigger room?
You know, it's just studying the game tapes, man. That's all. You know, I'll see. Look at some, check some things out. I ain't really too worried. I know what I'd have to do more than the other thing. You know what I'm saying? I just can't show the whole hand. But I know what I need to do. Mm. Like, niggas know I can rap. That's not a question. So, you know, with that being said, you know what I mean?
Now, Arsenal, man, I feel like this battle could kind of springboard you into a... This could plateau you into another space within the culture.
Yeah.
Because I think we all... People that follow it, we know you get busy. We know you could write. We know you could punch. We know you could do all that. You done stood up there with the best of the best of them, especially from your era, your generation of the battle rap scene. But Arsenal, I think if you do well in this battle, this could push you to getting – this could push you into the getting the verbs next, getting the, you know, the hollow. Like, this is that type of battle that could springboard you to another level.
You know what's crazy, though, bro? I ain't even really chasing them. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Verb, as far as the Verb battle, Verb wants to battle me anyway. Like, I seen him at Resolution, and he was like, you know what? Me and you got a battle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he kept it tall, and we talked about battling, and he wants to battle me regardless of the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you might see that soon. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, because Verb is going to respect my craft, and he know I get busy, and I know he get busy. So, that's just something that, you know, it's going to happen regardless. Like, I ain't got to try to jump through the hoops or none of that shit. It's just a matter of being a cool nigga up on that stage, you know what I'm saying? Or in them small rooms or whatever. He know I get busy, so I ain't really chasing it, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's just the first Mount Rushmore nigga to step forward. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Are you excited about the Houston crowd though? You ain't battled there before, have you?
Nah, I ain't never been there before.
That shit gonna be
so
crazy.
I hope they fuck with me, man. I fuck with Houston. I hope they fuck with me. You know, people been waiting for me to come out there. I got some good peoples out there, so just coming to work, man. That's it.
How was it being on this, like, because you be on a lot of the big cards, you know what I'm saying? The Gnomes, the Zimmerman, like, you be on a lot of the big cards. How was it just kind of, like, sitting the resolution out? Because that was a big event. How was it, like, just being on the sideline?
I enjoyed that, honestly, yo. I like to watch my. I wanted to be on that card, but it's good to not be on the card to get a feel of those rooms. To get to mingle with the people and not have to worry about isolating yourself, getting your mind right before the battles. Like I really just get to relax and I get to pick the vibes of everybody and mingle with people, see how they feel, see what they react to and shit like that. So at the same time, me enjoying myself, I'm actually studying at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm getting fucked up too. Don't get it twisted. Like I'm chilling, but. I had a good ass time in the bitch, but I'm still taking notes at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Definitely. So when you go to my question is how do you go about like tightening up your material in terms of I see the culture kind of shifting toward this and I need to make adjustments. Like, does it take you watching battles? Does it take you being in a building? Because I feel like a lot of people don't really notice the culture shift until they on stage and what they do don't work.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to just keep getting crazy, bro. I just try to keep going crazy every time. Every time I try to battle my last material. Like, it ain't even about, like, when I look at my opponent, I look at their strengths, and then I just try to, that's all I be worried about, what they gonna do. And then I just work on being better than my last material and making sure I'm competing with their strengths within my material.
Now you know Art's gonna come with them angles. He was talking reckless, Twerk and Geechee talking down to niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like
I ain't even see the Geechee shit, but I mean that's
he gonna bring
definitely. Hell yeah. He's better performing. Like Arsenal nice rapping, but it's about his presence. It's about his stage presence and performance ability. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course you're gonna talk about, oh yeah, I did this, I've been there and then all that. Yeah. So when you know what a nigga's gonna talk about, it's easy to prepare for. I know what I'm doing. Put it this way.
You gonna be able to play a little bit of defense?
We gonna talk.
we gonna talk.
We got some things to discuss.
That nigga Av ain't with it. That nigga Av, you wanna get straight to the shits, man. He got tired of play games with y'all niggas, man.
Yeah. I mean, cause I know what's up. Yeah, we know you've been here before me. We know you did all these stages. Like, I'm telling you everything you're going to say. Okay. I know that. We know this. Duh. You know what I'm saying?
But what?
You can't fuck with me. At the end of the day, you can't fuck with me. And this is what I'm going to let you know. You know what I mean? And, like, that's my style.
What he going to do when there's a lot more rapping left to do? Is he going to be able to keep up with the way you writing and all that? I don't know, Urs.
I mean, that's it. That's up to him. Like I got my work cut out for me. He got his work cut out for him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he gonna do. How he gonna prepare? I don't even care. Mm. We 1 month away. We'll see. Like I said, I know what I need to do.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Now in terms of you being from Norfolk, man, how does it feel to get to this point, man? Gnome, Houston, man, Arsenal, man. Coming from where you come from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To this point, how that shit feel?
It's a blessing. I tell everybody every time, bro, it's a blessing, man, because there's so many people, not just in VA. You know what I'm saying? As far as the VA point of view, we've always been overlooked. We still getting overlooked. And it's so much more talent here that, we just trying to do my part to open the doors for. But as a battle rapper in general, there's so many more battlers that up under my class and things like that that's coming up under us. That look up to us, that could be in our positions, that unfortunately don't get to have these opportunities. So you got to take shit like this serious. You know what I'm saying? You can't just bullshit these opportunities. And that's why I try not to come and play no battle you've ever seen me in, because my spot could be taken. You know what I'm saying? Like, I worked to get here. It wasn't given to me. I put in that work. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, you came a long way, bro. You came a long way.
That's a fact,
man. You definitely put on.
That's a fact.
You definitely did that.
That's a fact.
You working on any new projects? We all got validated. You working on something new for this upcoming year as well?
Yeah, I got a new single, man. A new single I'm about to drop called No Time. You know what I'm saying? We're working on the visual of that right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? New project in the work. It ain't no real specific date of when it's coming. I'm just going to be dropping little singles and songs here and there. You know what I'm saying? Song at a time or whatever, with more visuals. I ain't really do no visuals to validate it because I wanted to show people that I could make music. Like, that was just like the sample batch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just to put that out there to give people to see that, yeah, I can make music too. And it don't sound nothing like me battling. You know
it
what I'm saying?
It honestly don't. If I heard it, because it's not even, or it didn't even come off as like street music. It was more of like,
nah.
Like more of a, just like a real talk. You had some R&B vibes on there too. I mean, it was a good mix. Man. It was a good mix, man. I fuck with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I you know, I try to put something up there for everybody. I got some story shit up there. You know, got some street records up there, some commercial records to bang, like all this. Like, I just want to show people I could be versatile in my music. You know what I'm saying? A nigga never say, oh, Ab was up there spitting mixtape verses or album verses. Nah.
Right.
That's totally different.
Right, right.
You know?
Now, your Cave Brothers been going crazy. I know you've been seeing Briz wild out, Tay Rock.
Oh, yeah.
How much of a, even farther than battling the opponent, just like, man, this nigga Briz went crazy, so I got to get off. You know what I mean? Like, how much of that goes on? Like, man, these niggas putting the pressure on for me to, I got to go off too. I can't be the one to drop the ball type shit.
No, I mean, we all hold our own weight. You know what I'm saying? We make sure we keep the family up. We make sure we stay on our A games and all that shit, man. It's a good thing. Like, you know, my brothers are still passionate and they still going out here fucking shit up. It just motivates my shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, Rock been around for a minute and he's still passionate. That nigga went to bullpen and got 1 million views on a one rounder. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Loso just went, I mean, not Loso, but Briz just went crazy on bullpen. Like, he's still going crazy on the big stages and, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is going crazy. I just battled on bullpen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so we all, you know, just making sure everybody's sharp.
That's dope.
You know,
that's dope,
our man. Shit, man. We run this battle rap shit.
My y'all brother
Bucks,
shit?
Man, he building this name. Yeah, we just our shit. That's our shit.
That's our Bucks shit. Is nice. I like him. He's a high.
Yeah. This OG Bucks, man. Like, he putting that work in, man. Niggas better start acting like Young Cannon ain't around too, man. I see a lot of niggas keep putting little posts and little poles and up and this, that, they came and they ain't tagging my brother in. Like, cut that shit out. Mm. That's why I came, man. Mm. You know what I mean?
Chef getting busy act on like the it's big
crazy. Stage. Yeah, Chef Trez. Yeah, my brother, I'm so proud of that nigga, man. That nigga working. He done came a long way. You know what I'm saying? And nice. He earned everything. That's the thing about us, man. When shit given to us, he earned that shit.
That's fire. That's fire. Well, Ab, man, I appreciate you, bro. We can't wait to see it. I've been telling niggas.
Yeah.
Av is outside. You got to come to the yard, man. We can't wait to see this, man. Av versus Arsenal. This is going to be a good one.
This is going to be a good one. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. You know, we got some things to talk about.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I appreciate your time, bro. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate
bro.
You too, bro. No question.
You be safe. All right.
Man. You too, bro.